This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, it's great again to be bringing you SatMag. As president of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I want to recognise and thank all those folk out there who are giving so much personally and professionally still on our COVID-19 health front lines. They're doing a truly incredible job under difficult circumstances. Thank you to all of you. You're making a difference. You're saving lives. The pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now on Joy 94.9, official vaccine ambassadors. Go on, go and get jabbed.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and all around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app on your iPhone and Android. And available, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. And as always, we welcome your feedback. You are our listeners. This is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca. And my co-host this morning for SatMag is Tass. Now, I know you all love Tass. He's a huge supporter of this station and a central player in what we do here on Saturday Magazine, as is Paul, who's multitasking on panel, Fiona, who does our production and our social media, and Gordon, who does our podcasts. Wouldn't be a Saturday Magazine without those people.
It's a team effort, Mac.
It's a team effort. And before we get on with it, Tass, I just want to say to everyone out there who's listening, I want you, in this period now of non-lockdown, to continue to be safe, to shop safe, to play safe, and above all, be tolerant and respectful. We've all done it tough. Let's make this no lockdown a very safe place. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning to you, Macca, and what a great day it is, really.
Isn't it great to not have to wear your mask outdoors? Although you were wearing yours.
Yes, I was, actually.
And I'm going to continue, when I'm not having a ciggy, to wear my mask outdoors. And
Perhaps it's just habits are hard to sort of let go of. I don't know what it is, but I did catch the tram in this morning. You're still required to wear masks indoors.
Yeah.
So I did wear my mask.
As we are here, except in the studio, we are permitted to take them off.
I have to say, there is an air of celebration in the atmosphere at the moment. And I'm seeing people getting excited about shopping and socialising and getting out and doing things. But Macca, let's not forget that there are still thousands of people who are unwell.
In hospital. On ventilators.
Or being cared for at home.
At home. And it ain't over.
No, I was actually meant to be at a birthday celebration last night.
Yep.
And it was cancelled last minute because one of the birthday householders, let's say, had a direct exposure to someone who was positive.
Mm.
So they were required to quarantine, get tested, yep. The whole palaver, the event was cancelled. And it was sad that it was cancelled, but it's important that these precautions take place. So I suppose my message is...
Better that be cancelled than your life be cancelled.
Well, that's exactly right, Macca, but I suppose my message is it's not over.
No.
It's not over.
Enjoy the ability to shop, to go to restaurants, to do all those things. But remember, you have to be safe. Think of safe sex, right? If it's not on, it's not in. If the mask is not on, right? Like, just remember that. And, you know, for all our community, please, please remember the journey we've had. We're now in a situation of greater freedom. Let's not mess it up.
Hear, 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 hear. So, Macca, today's show, we've got another Bonza show lined up.
A Bonza and a Bonkers show. A Bonkers show.
We're going to start off with Nevena Sporovska. We love Nevena.
Yep.
Nevena is the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. And we're going to do a bit of a Pride Lobby extravaganza today.
We are.
Followed on from Nevena is...
Sean Mulcahy. Sean is the policy officer at the Victorian Pride Lobby. Anyone that's on social media, you'll see lots of tweets from Sean.
And in case you didn't know, Sean actually is a doctor, Sean.
Doctor of what?
I don't know. We'll ask him.
We'll ask him. Do you think he'll write me a prescription?
I have a feeling he might be a PhD doctor, but either way, we should ask him and find out.
Well, that'll raise the IQ in the studio.
Macca, you're then going to share some of your reflections on life, living and the world in your latest op-ed.
I want to talk about leadership and authenticity.
Good. Good topics.
Not something we've seen a lot of in the last week.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree with that.
Then we're going to speak with Fiona Patten, leader of the Reason Party. We're going to talk about the pandemic bill. We're going to talk about social media and trolling.
And we might ask her for an update on the sex work discrimination.
Yep.
Legislation.
Yep. So actually, that'll be an extended chat with Fiona. It's always good to speak with her. For those who are wondering why we don't have someone from the Liberals this week, we're giving them a bit of a break for them to work on some internal challenges, policy challenges they have. I think that's only fair. But we're going to revisit that in a week or so.
Oh, yeah. And we have a cast iron commitment, which I
yep.
read out on numerous occasions last week.
Yep.
From the member for Brighton and the opposition speaker for Equality, James Newbury. He has committed to join us and to have an extended conversation. I'm really keen for us to get to know him and hear what he has to say
yeah.
and see what makes him tick, really. So...
Tick.
So that will happen soon. We haven't got a date set for that, but I'm looking forward to it.
It could be as early as next week. Who knows? And, I'm actually away next week.
You are, Macca, you are. And our final guest for the morning is Giancarlo De Vera, who is from, Macca?
The Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council. We're going to talk about, there's a new report by them. Actually, no, yeah, yes. Highlighting a lack of cultural safety and inclusion. Bit of a Pandora's box, that one, Tess.
Hey, what's the VPL, Macca? Somebody's just sent me a message and asked about the VPL. I have no idea what the VPL is. Oh, Victorian Pride Lobby.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I have a question here.
Are you thinking...
From a listener that says, are the lobby, are the VPL... are they opposed to police wearing uniform in Pride March? We'll ask them about that too.
Well, Nevena had put that position a while ago.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks
and
for your message.
Actually, that reminds me, I've got a follow-up. We got a commitment from Chief Commissioner Shane Patten for a town hall style meeting.
Yes.
With the leaders of our community. Which
we're going to do it here.
We're
going to
do
Macca,
it here at the Pride Centre. So that, thank you for that. That's reminded me. I must follow that up.
Thanks, Gary.
And I'll actually discuss that with Sean too.
Macca, just before we go off to a short break, what was your highlight during the week?
Probably the pizza I had from Topolino's the other night. It's fantastic.
Topolino's, of course, is next door here.
It
is. Which is good. My highlight, I have to say, was listening to Josh Cavallo.
Well, we're gonna. That is. That feeds right in to what I want to talk about after 11 about leadership and authenticity, something that has been in very short supply.
We're having trouble locating our next guest, so we're going to just speak amongst ourselves.
We are. I was interested, Tass, this morning in the news, Joe Biden has met with the French President Emmanuel Macron, and basically he said the AUKUS thing, still sounds like a disease.
It does a bit.
Was handled very clumsily, and he basically said that he believed or he understood that Australia had communicated to the French that the thing would, you know, that the deal would be changed. Now he didn't, so bit of a worry that they decided not to.
We're not looking very good, are we?
Well, again, it's about.
That's a statement or a question. I don't know.
What it's about authenticity.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, well, you know, the Americans obviously didn't have a problem with the Australians, because it was our contract, saying to the French, guess what? We're not going to buy your subs, we're going to buy the Americans, but we're just going to give you a heads up. The Americans had no problem with that. Our foreign minister and the prime minister have said, well, you know, there were big security implications, and, you know, we just basically they're saying they didn't trust the French.
Mm.
Like, really?
Mm.
And what else was there?
We're going to talk about religious freedoms.
But also voter suppression. So there's a bill before the parliament. It's not called the voter suppression bill. Perhaps it should be. About requiring people to identify themselves when they go to vote with, you know, photo ID or something. Of course, a whole lot of people that don't have photo ID, you know, like, you know, Granny Elmer up the road, who doesn't have it. And this is all about basically stopping people voting multiple times. Do you know how many people voted the electoral office believes how many times people voted more than once? Do you know how many times it happened?
I did see this report in the news the other night, Mac.
About 2,000 out of a voting population of about, I think, 12 million.
Mm.
Statistically insignificant. And conservatives have had a long history, both here and in the United States and in Europe, about discouraging people from voting, but particularly Mackie, people that mightn't vote for them.
But, Mackie, you can see how, at a popular level, people would say, well, what is wrong with having to provide identification?
Okay, there is nothing wrong with it, but let's look at what's happening currently. The Australian Electoral Commission have good, strong processes in place. So how many people do they believe potentially voted more than once? 2,000. Right? 2,000. So we're talking about
minuscule amount.
You know, we're talking about the very, you know, you've got a jar of hundreds and thousands and it's empty. There's a couple rolling around in the bottom. That's what we're talking about. It's nonsense.
It is very interesting, this whole ID thing. I mean, I'm just looking at the issue around COVID vaccination certificates.
Yeah.
You and I have got one.
Yeah.
We carry it in our digital wallet. I suspect most of our peers and friends have them as well. What do you do with my 95-year-old dad who doesn't even have a mobile device?
Well, exactly. Well, what you have to do is you have to ask for one to be sent to you, or you need to print it out, and then you probably need to laminate it. Hang it around his neck?
So all of those are very good questions and good points and valid points, but I can't get into my father's Medicare account.
Of course.
And nor should I be able to.
Yeah.
So how do you get it? Now, I've tried calling that phone number that you're given. It's a 1-300 phone number. Can't get through. No one answers the phone. I've tried it 3 or 4 times. Been completely impossible. So I think there is a real issue with this whole voter ID thing.
Well, you know, it has some merit. But, you know, you don't need a size 28 spanner to fix a size 2 bolt.
I just find it interesting that on the 11th hour before an election,
fantastic.
The federal government...
It's just a coincidence.
Yes, it is a coincidence. The government decides to actually dish out legislation on this. But yes, on things that are front and centre...
And you know who supported front in the Senate?
Who?
Pauline Hanson.
Of course she would, because she may gain from it.
The red-headed ratbag.
But Macaram, you know, front and centre of everybody's mind at the moment is the issue of climate change.
Yes.
But yes, we're not seeing any legislation around climate change. In fact, we've barely seen a plan. Barely seen a plan.
We've seen a pamphlet. It's a pamphlet. Do you think the Prime Minister is going to wave the pamphlet around it in Scotland? Look, I've got it. I reckon it's really good. You know, I reckon they went down to quick print in Belconnen and got it run up quickly. What do you reckon? It's not a plan, it's a pamphlet. Come on. Quick.
Was Chris Bowen's comment? There's more information on a fortune cookie.
Yeah. But, you know, the Prime Minister says, you go to Angus, hey, Angus, quick, go down to the quick print at Belconnen and see if you can get a couple of hundred copies of this. We're going to need to wave it round at the press conference. And, of course, when asked about detail...
There isn't any.
No. The members of the government that come on, and I was watching it on Patricia Carvelis on ABC, afternoon briefing, and whoever she was asking, a doctor, someone, oh, no, look, we're going to release the information in 2 weeks. And she said, but you've got the information. Why can't you tell us? Well, basically, because people might ask questions. Like, we don't want people asking questions before the Prime Minister goes to Scotland. What if they discover the Emperor has no clothes and only has a pamphlet? Like, you can't tell them. You can't tell them. It sounds like good. You know, it sounds a good idea. The devil's in the detail on. So, yeah, there was that.
And we're going to talk about religious freedoms with him.
Oh, religious freedoms.
So it's back up again, is it?
Look...
Is there a bill maker?
Apparently. But it hasn't been tabled yet. Michaelia Cash is the Attorney General currently.
It's going to be interesting.
Did you read about the 18 Liberal MPs during the week that had negotiated behind the scenes with the Prime Minister on climate change?
I did read about that.
One of the good friends of this show was in that group, Dean Smith.
Yes. Katie Allen was
Katie
there.
Allen, member for Higgins currently. Quite interesting.
Why do you say currently, Macca?
Well, because we've got an election coming up.
You think she's under threat?
I think every MP in the current environment is under threat. There's no such thing as a safe seat anymore, realistically. You know, poor old Martin Pakula, minister for something. What's he minister for?
Oh, but he got redistributed.
Yeah, he got redistributed. Do you like it? He posted on Twitter the electoral map and he goes, where's Keysborough?
I didn't
They've taken
that.
My seat. They've taken my seat. Poor old Marty. No more seat for Marty. He'll get one. Religious freedom, you know.
I'm a bit sick of that one too, Macca, to be honest.
Yeah, again, you know, like... But, you know, didn't the Prime Minister make a promise... a couple of elections ago about protecting LGBTQI students and staff in schools?
Certainly did. He's much more interested in protecting voter.
Has that happened?
No, it hasn't, Macca.
It hasn't happened,
no,
has it?
Mm.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.